I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. State Treasurer Beth Pierce says the state can comfortably meet its financial obligations in the coming months despite a significant revenue shortfall caused by the coronavirus. Pierce says Vermont's strong cash flow position will ensure that her office pays state employees, retirees, towns, and vendors who do business with the state.
We've extended out the payment projections and the cash flow projections for several months. So we, you know, if this continues for a month or two, we believe we have sufficient cash to meet all of our obligations.
Pierce says she's also working with the Scott administration to address ways to improve Vermont's bond rating. There are now 293 cases of COVID-19 in the state. That's an increase of 37 from yesterday, according to the Vermont Department of Health. That's the state's largest single-day jump in confirmed cases so far. The health department also announced another death today. There are now 13 deaths associated with COVID-19. The state has conducted more than 4,200 tests. And Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan says he will not prosecute two state troopers involved in a non-fatal shooting in Bristol in December. Trooper Robert Helm and Trooper Matthew Hood both fired on Greg West after he allegedly pointed a shotgun in their direction. Donovan says his office has concluded the officers' actions were justified. Criminal charges against West are still pending. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows mainly in the 20s, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the 40s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.